This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Joining me again from, now he's in the post-seminar malaise, is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill.
So, you're done with the All-American Outdoor Great Show thing that was happening here?
Yeah, the Great American Outdoor Show grind, there for 12 days and two seminars a day. That's over, and then I had someone schedule me for a seminar that I did a premier shooting in Westchester, Ohio, just to a great bunch of people who just got done taking a concealed carry class, and some of them had been shooting and using a gun for a while. So I did one on lethal force and the law to make sure people understand when they can legally and properly use a firearm in self-defense. That was always one of my biggest fears as an air instructor. You'd be trained, but you never really thought about when you were allowed to use a gun. And we're good guys with guns, and so what do? We don't use a gun. So that's primarily why I started teaching that seminar.
Now, recently, there was some guy that I think was a journalist that just got convicted for pulling a gun on a crowd. And do you know which case I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
Okay, we're not going to go to that one. Instead, I want to go to this instead. Have you seen where in California they're going to uphold the 10-day waiting period? And that's in effect even if you walk into the store with a concealed carry permit and you have a gun on you. They still think you should have a 10-day wait cool-off period before you take the new gun. Because you probably won't kill somebody with the gun that you've already got on you. Have you seen that?
No. Yeah, when we want to go on killing rampages, I mean, it's well settled that everybody wants a new gun.
Right. I was thinking maybe you might want one in a different color to go on your killing rampage. And, you know, we're just wearing the one that you've got just out of habit.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say California. I just got a call on emergency hotline Thursday night from a 62-year-old man that had been attacked before by his neighbor. He was so afraid of his neighbor. He had cameras everywhere. Neighbor basically drug him out of his house and was going to give him a whooping. And a Second Call Defense member shot twice. First one missed. Second one hit him in the chest and came out of his armpit. Neighbor's going to live, but he was charged with using a deadly weapon or firearm, felonious assault with a deadly weapon or firearm. That was for the first charge. The second charge, when they hit him, they charged him with willful, wanton, premeditated murder. Attempted willful, wanton, premeditated murder. Set his bond at $1,050,000.
Wow.
So I've been working on that. Yeah, tell me about it. 62-year-old guy, the neighbor's been convicted in the past of doing this, and so you just shake your head. It's California, so you have no idea what's going on. We spent the money, have an attorney, he had an arraignment, and we're going to do the best we can for him, and I'm hopeful that that by the time it's all over with, they'll see the camera, they'll see the footage, and then things will return to normal for this poor guy's life.
How much is the bond?
$1,050,000.
Has this guy, is this like his first offense?
It's his first offense. I've talked to his his daughter. I've talked to his sister, who's 64 years old. He's the kindest, gentlest person before. He's never did anything before in his life, but he's in a suburb of Los Angeles and in the wrong jurisdiction. And, and keep in mind, this guy has attacked him before in the past, which is huge in California, that you've been attacked by the same guy you used lethal force against.
How much does that take? Is that $100,000 he had to come up with to
that's over $100,000. And what we're doing is our portion isn't enough. In California, basically, is the way the attorney explained it to me. You really only have one shot to get a bail reduction or get released on own recognizance. And the judge indicated, don't do it today because it's not going to happen today. So he didn't even ask for that. So now you have a 62-year-old guy that's going to be sitting in jail for a while, at least until they have probably a bail reduction hearing. So, again, a good guy with a gun, you never know when it's going to happen. And, of course, if the facts are going to play out, hopeful it's on videotape. There were some witnesses that, indicated that it was proper from the indictment or from the incident report from the police. I mean, it had to be self-defense. It can only be self-defense based on the facts. But that's what he's arrested on, and sometimes you just have to wait for a while.
Did when they went out there, when the first call was made and the incident was reported, did they arrest him on the spot or did they go back out there to arrest him?
Well, keep in mind that our client made the call.
Right.
Didn't call us afterwards at any time until we were his only call from the jail. Called and reported the fact that he was forced to use self-defense and shot his neighbor. I'll send you the video feed that I got. More police than you can imagine. I counted at least a half a dozen different police officers with Kevlar helmets and body armor on with M16s hanging around their neck.
Okay.
To report on a self-defense shooting.
Every contingency covered, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they have to. It's sad, but, at moments like this, that's really why I became an attorney. Those are the people that need our help.
What was the basis behind that gigantic bail, though?
Because he was so dangerous. I don't know. And that's why when I contacted the attorney, they said, what? And at that time, I had talked to the jail, and I had talked to a Sergeant Miller, who was investigating. He said, hey, he's been charged, with a felonious assault with a firearm. And so, I'm thinking, why is the bond so high? And the attorney I contacted said, why is the bond so high? Well, we found out at the arraignment that it was that and attempted willful wanton murder. Premeditated murder. So that's why the bond was that high at that point in time. He's 62 years old, never been in trouble. There's a history of the neighbor beating him.
Was the neighbor on his property?
Yeah. Front yard. Before, the neighbor had been known to go into his house and drag him out.
See, this kind of nonsense. This reminds me of the opposite. I don't know what they called it, but it was it was like a parallel universe on Star Trek where Spock had a goatee and everything. And that sounds like a parallel universe right there. They're going in the wrong direction. So, wow.
Well, completely in the wrong direction. And again, right now, there is an explanation for it. So you try to hold your breath. There's somebody from another state as a daughter that's beside herself. You have the 64-year-old sister that says he's never done this before. He wouldn't do something like this before. But again, you have to prepare because you never know what's going to happen.
Right. If you're not a member of Second Call Defense, and especially if you live in California, you can probably now see the necessity to being a member and having at least some help on this. Because obviously in California with the K, they're crazy. They're going to arrest you no matter what you do. And you need the help. You need to be a member of Second Call Defense. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Well, if you join, you are. You're much more ready, unless you live in California, than I, you know. California is like a parallel universe. Not a good one either. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. What do you think?
You know,
what do you think about it? Well, you go ahead and tell me what you were going to tell me.
I was going to say, I wanted to bring it, let everybody know of a couple observations at the Great American Outdoor Show. My seminars were packed, standing room only, you know, over 100 people at the vast majority of them. And a lot of people are from Pennsylvania. So I would start the class, and I'd be in the middle of Guns on the Go or Lethal Force and Law. And I would say, how many people are from Pennsylvania? And they would all raise their hand. And I would say, is Pennsylvania a stand-your-ground state or a duty-to-retreat state? Crickets. No, they didn't know. And I said, God, you guys, people have to know the laws of your own state and the states you're carrying in. You have to. Why, you know, why react slowly or don't take advantage of the law that someone fought to give you? So make sure, folks, get it at handgunlaw.us. The states you're going into, look at the laws, look at the current laws. Make sure you get in your own state's attorney general's book, handbook that they have online. And please, please be familiar with the laws in your jurisdiction and everywhere else that you're going. It's just imperative for all of us, because you know what's going to happen when you don't know? Well, you wait too long. We hesitate because we're the good guys and good girls with the guns, and we end up getting hurt. So please do me a favor. Make sure that you review the laws in your own state. I mean, I was shocked, Bill.
Yeah, but you know, that doesn't surprise me. Look how many people drive into New Jersey or California. Well, not California, New York. Look how many people fly to New York thinking they're in the United States.
I lost you for a second.
I said, look how many people will drive into New Jersey thinking, without thinking about, well, maybe I should check and see that everything's okay going over the border.
Oh, you're so right. You know, I don't know. There's enough trouble we can get into because we just don't know the rules. But,
right.
Man, you have to understand what's going on, and you're so right. Just make sure you do. It's not a game. I guess it's funny until the wrong police officer pulls you over.
Right.
Or until you're in New Jersey.
Yeah. 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 New Jersey has had to activate special squads to solve shootings in their police departments and various ones. A lot of them have had to do it. And although I found out something today, did you know that in Boston, only 4% of the non-fatal shootings are ever solved?
I didn't know that. 4%?
Only 15% of the fatal shootings. And they're perfectly okay. They're perfectly okay with that. I don't know what I know that Massachusetts is a now they have a mechanism to carry a gun in Massachusetts, but it's very, very draconian, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. And in fact, don't forget, the Massachusetts Supreme Court got slapped about the head and body pretty hard from the United States Supreme Court dealing with the taser thing. It became obvious to the United States Supreme Court that in Massachusetts they weren't following Heller, and they let them know. You follow Heller and you follow Chicago versus McDonald, or we're going to be back. So, you know, it's no surprise that they're like that. But so, I mean, when we end up in jurisdictions like that, I've been consulted by the New York City FOP because their officers would carry off duty in New Jersey and were getting arrested constantly.
I've read about that, too. That's and a lot of those guys live on the New Jersey side, don't they, because it's a little cheaper to live over there.
Absolutely. So they're carrying according to the act, and they become everyday concealed carry permit holders, even though they're off-duty police officers in another state. And so sometimes they make a mistake, and you know they're not getting a break from the brother officers, you know, over at the state line when they're only trying to help them. So it's imperative that we as armed citizens make sure that we know the law and the rules and the regulations, because it looks bad on all of us. Now, we're the safest, most law-abiding segment of society, but let's just make sure we know what's going on. When I asked everybody whether they were stand your ground or do your retreat, like I said, I was shocked. Now, maybe the cat had everybody's tongue, but they were asking a lot of other questions. So I just wanted to bring that out The Great American Outdoor Show was a great show again. It makes me feel good about America. But that was the only thing that concerned me. I just want to remind everybody that listens to me on a regular basis to take a few minutes and log on and read your book and make sure you understand what you're doing. And yeah. While it's on my mind, Sheriff Jones just voted for me yesterday, took a picture of it, and showed it to me. I know there's kitchen tables with the NRA ballots. There's a bathroom here and there. You brought the magazine to work. Please grab it. Vote for Sean Maloney and mail it in because every vote counts.
How's that looking right now? Pretty good?
You know what? I have a unbelievable Facebook presence and Twitter presence. My digital footprint is probably second to none. I've got some great people that are doing it, but you just never know. You never know, and there's certainly enough out there about me for everything that I've been doing, whether it's Virginia, Colorado I've been to, New Jersey, Connecticut, Iowa, making sure we get pro-gun people elected. You just never know. That's why, you know, I need every vote, and everybody out there, I appreciate your vote, and it means a lot. And, you know, in the everyday battle, means a lot, too. The constant question is, well, we're all set now that we have Donald Trump. Well, kind of.
No.
There's a lot of people, a lot of phone calls we got to make, and a lot of stuff that has to be done.
The Raven in the chat room, by the way, who's a SWAT guy, is going to vote for you. We're going into the break. So first things first. When you vote for Maloney for the NRA board, I know a lot of you get out there and think the NRA board is a little behind the times, not quite as tactical, not quite as hip, you know, a bunch of older fellows that get in there. Putting Maloney in there is changing it from the interior. There's a handful of guys in there that are changing it from the interior. And, he's not just a lawyer. He's not just an NRA board member. He is a rabble rouser. He is out there constantly going, so he'll be like, wait, there's an election there. I think I'll go there, and cause grief for the leftists. And then he goes out and does it. And he makes money immaterial. They throw money at something. He's just like, you know, money's like bouncing bullets off of the, gun advocate back. So vote for him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Joining me again from his, well, somewhere in his, Ohio regular climbs is, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, I want to ask you a question as an attorney. This Trump executive order, which is clearly defined by statute, which the Ninth Circuit has said they're not going to hear, and it got, you know, stayed, or it's got an injunction or a restraining order against it coming out of Washington State. When is Congress going to step up and say, all of you jurists that are making up law without citing any law and just throwing in your personal preferences in here, you guys are out of your jurisdiction and you have no standing to do this? We still got Sean?
Yeah. You still there?
Yeah. Did you hear my question?
Yeah.
Say again?
I heard your question. I don't know what you're going to do. I thought that President Trump would take it, rescind it, and just redraft it. Because apparently the only issue that they really addressed and the problem that gave them heartburn were people with visas, active visas right now. Rewrite it and keep the rest of them out. But you're right. When you have the Ninth Circuit really legislating from the bench, they don't even address the issue. They don't cite the law at issue. They're just drawing on their own conclusions and opinions that made no sense in the world. Short of disbanding the Ninth, they really do need to act and need to do something. And that's a way for Congress to finally separate the powers again. I mean, the Ninth Circuit's stepping all over what they're doing, ignoring the law, and then moving forward and acting like everything's okay. So your guess is as good as mine. They should do that. Someone needs to bring that to their attention. And you know what? They have impeachment powers. I've been wondering when they're going to take some of these runaway jurists to task for that also.
Well, see, and I mean, that's always been that way. I mean, all the way up to the Supreme Court, all of that serves at the behest of the president, right?
Right. I mean, they're appointed, and if they're not doing their job according to what they were sworn, their sworn duty is, you have a right to impeach them. You know, people say, oh, I can't believe they have life tenure. Well, they have life tenure because supposedly, then you don't have to worry about what decision you make one way or another. You don't have to worry about you not getting reelected, and so that's not a factor. But the thing is, when you're not following your stated duty, the law, the Constitution, then you know what? You need to go bye-bye. And they have, and they need to pick one of the most egregious jurists anywhere, and they need to file articles of impeachment and get rid of these people. Let them know that do your job or you're going to be put out of work. It's like the 2013 recall. You know, they got the power to recall them at any time.
I would love to see that. I would love to see. So, what mechanism would it be? Who would ride into the Ninth Circuit and say, all of you are dismissed?
Well, and I'm not sure the exact part of it, but obviously because their opinions are written and nothing's a secret, especially this last one, that was totally arbitrary and capricious, and there's a record of them doing that and not following the law, not following the Constitution, essentially ignoring their oath of office.
Right.
You know, you file an article of impeachment. Here's the record, and then and handle it that way. Maybe enough people will take notice, but, you know, I don't know.
Trump, there's nothing to keep Trump from just saying, I don't recognize your right or your standing in this. You didn't cite the statute. It has no bearing on what I wrote. So I'm going ahead and then just instruct the Department of Homeland Security to do it. And then what is the Ninth Circuit going to do if he does?
There's going to be obviously he has to follow the law. The law is interpreted. But like I said, I think he has the opportunity because, again, there's only one small part that was giving him heartburn, and that were people with visas already in the country. So rescind it. Write another one. Let the people on the visa stay. Let them be vetted, but don't kick them out, or let them back in the country. But then you're going to be able to carry out most of your mission. And it's an amazing mission. Think about it. When you have the United Arab Emirates and all these countries over in the Middle East refusing to take their own people, wake up, America. And it takes phone calls again. We can react. There was a revolution when we elected Trump. We got to make phone calls. We got to light up the switchboard, light up the White House phones, and let them know that we're still behind them and go ahead and do it. And I think well over 50%, nearly 60% support what he did.
52%, dude. All right, so that was one of the polls. I keep seeing all these other polls. We're only 48% do or whatever. But the fact of the matter is that, America and the establishment politicians are really in sort of shock, aren't they? Because they're not used to dealing with somebody as direct as he is.
Well, you're right. They're still in shock. And now all of a sudden, you know, we got the Republicans attacking the Republicans. They need to read Solinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, and then they'll understand that you don't do that, if that's what it takes. But, these people are so disjointed over the fact that America wanted Donald Trump as the president. They're beside themselves. And I just heard that the protesters and stuff, they're all coming from Obama, his organization and his group.
Yeah.
It's his shadow government that he has back there running. It's time to allow the system to work. And you know what? I'm hopeful that we'll remember in 2 years, we got midterm elections and let's clean house again.
I still think, how you like to say that an attorney who has himself or that represents himself has a fool for a client. The bigger fool is Schumer. for taking on the minority leadership role, because that was supposed to be Durbin, right? That was supposed to be Durbin in seniority, and, they let Reed pick his successor, and that guy's on a fool's mission because he's going to lose everything. And everything that he's doing right now, talking about that election you're referencing, there's going to be a lot of states that went Trump's way. They're going to get their eight. They're going to lose their eight. They might lose more than that. I don't know what happens then if that happens. But
we know what's interesting, Bill. These states that you're talking about,
yeah,
they went double digit for Trump.
Yeah.
Double digit. And all of a sudden you're standing in the person I put in office's way. God bless you.
Yeah, they they voted with their wallets this time. And he's trying to do it, and he's going to succeed. I have no doubt about that. They have no way to keep him from succeeding. They don't have the power or the votes, and that's they can roll that way if they want to. That's good. It's like watching slow suicide with cameras.
You know what it is? You kind of imagine, you know, at what point in time are they going to start getting ready for the midterm elections, and suddenly they do 180s because they know they got to talk people back into voting for them. And you know what? I don't think President Trump is the person to let people forget.
No, he's not going to. He's not going to. Coming up on the next break, Second Call Defense, you need to be a member. You need to be a member. If you're carrying a gun for any reason that has to do with self-defense, you need to have Second Call Defense in your corner. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is the CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. As we're going forward, how is it looking on the concealed carry reciprocity Hudson bill? How's that looking?
Well, they're continuing to get co-sponsors. I think it's still going to take phone calls from all of us. We can't be lackadaisical in this because although we have more people than not in favor of it, we still got to give them the strength to get this thing done. Again, I'm going to leave it up to the X-Force to figure out what you do with New York, with Massachusetts, with New Jersey. I don't know how that shakes out. But make sure that we give everybody the guts. What a phone call does and what emails do is it lets people know that, you know what, they're behind me. And it doesn't matter, you know, what I'm going to do. And with New Mexico and the changes they're making, you know, they have a House and a Senate that is all progressive Democrats. But a Republican governor, she has the power to veto whatever they do. So everybody started showing up just to say, hey, we're behind you. And that's what we have to do with the national reciprocity. We have to make sure that we don't just say, well, we got the right people in there. They said they were going to do it. You still sometimes have to give them the guts to do it. I don't know where the votes are going to shake out. I knew, a month ago the votes weren't there for it. So, you know, we'll see.
Is there anything in there to where there is a penalty for somebody not paying attention to the law?
Well, don't really need the penalty because the penalty is already in the law. It just needs someone to start enforcing them. And I think that's the big problem, is that we don't take people to task. Preemptional reign, you know, and it'll be interesting because, you know, way preemption laws are in Ohio and other states, the laws are supposed to be enforced uniformly throughout the state. I wonder if there's a federal preemption that's going to be, you know what, this is a law, you have to let it happen and you're not doing it. And so then you sue them and to make them pay the attorney's fees. So, right. You know, there's a lot of different things that can be done. But most importantly, it's just that we got to stay involved. We can't get lackadaisical. We got to make sure that they're going to do what they said they were going to do. Because if they don't, they'll have an excuse why. But make sure that you tell them no excuses.
Well, you would think this would be their time where they could sit back and say, you know, we can, because the ones that I have met, the guys serving in Congress that I know, with the exception of a couple of them, actually sort of like the job. And they, you know, so they want to keep the job. And here's a moment where they can actually go out and perform and turn the ship around instead of just messing with the status quo. Status quo will get, doing this will get them more reelected quicker, if that's such a phrase as being more reelected. It will get them reelected quicker and easier than if they sit back and say, well, you know, this is not the way we do things here in D.C.
Well, and I agree with you 100% because the Second Amendment and our right to keep and bear arms did Al Gore in, did Hillary Clinton in, did a lot of people in. I truly believe it's the gun vote again that did things to win this election. And so now they have the opportunity to even bolster themselves because, you know what, we got our rights back. He trusts me. Whenever you're going to trust me to make my own decisions, and then even more, trust me to carry a firearm and trust me, I guess, to be able to be afforded my constitutional rights, it makes a difference. Certainly if you're being unelected because you're anti-gun, imagine what voting on our behalf and saying, you know what, this is the right thing to do. We need to take this country back. And I think you're right, and that's why the phone calls are important, because they want to get reelected. I don't think there's a congressman out there that's not worth $1 million after he's in Congress for 4 years, and of course they want to stay in there. So make sure that they understand that if you don't do what you said you're going to do, and if you don't do what we as Americans want you to do, you better start looking for another job and update your resume.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I'm still trying to figure out how to get Lindsey Graham X'd out here in South Carolina. It's an uphill battle, but he needs to go. He definitely needs to go. It's a brave new world. They just don't get it.
I'm not sure if his district feels sorry for him or what's going on, because I've been to parts of North and South Carolina. I've been everywhere in those states. Those people just don't think like him, so I don't know why he still has a job.
Well, I could tell you why. Basically, the state GOP gets behind him. They get out there and say they're doing this and say they're doing that, and then they let everybody that wants to primary him fight amongst themselves. Nobody emerges as the clear-cut leader. You know, they get like five. All of them have 5% and. The last time there was 5 Republican challengers and none of them could even get him to a runoff because of the way they played it. It's fixed. It's a rigged election system. I'm telling you. So.
Well, it is. And think about it. It's the own party protecting the weakest link.
Yep.
You know that, and it happens over and over and over again.
So that. But we can hope for another day, can't we? Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what's fun? Is watching the media continue to squirm. It's hilarious.
And I think, do you watch Tucker Carlson? I can't because it comes on when I'm doing the show, but I mean, Tucker is, I immensely enjoy watching his videos. He's going after the media full bore, and they don't know how to deal with it.
No, I love him, and it was refreshing when he got his own show. So I watch it, you know, whenever I can. But it is hilarious with what's going on, and they're just fighting to be relevant. And then and that's what's hilarious, because they don't have a forum anymore. I mean, what a genius Donald Trump is with Twitter. I don't need you to report the news; I'll report it.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not, right now, everybody seems to be, distracted by Flynn having to resign.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is I'm going to CPAC for the first time, and he's scheduled to be a speaker there. So I'm wondering if he's going to stay there, because that'll be interesting. Again, they're chasing shiny balls. All I keep thinking about is Nancy Pelosi riding the scapegoat out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Someone makes up a Twitter account and governments, Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leadership are quoting a fake Twitter account.
Well, that, and plus the other day she referred to the sitting president as Bush.
I know.
And some other stuff. I don't know. It's interesting that two of the biggest politicians out of California, the youngest one is 76.
Oh, my God. And they're so out of touch.
Yeah, Feinstein's in her 80s now, so. Been in it far too long. So, going forward, well, you know what? We're about to run out of time, so we'll have to do this another time. Between now and next week, I think I'm going to try to get in touch with you, and we're going to try to do one of these segments where you give some good advice prior to us doing the other stuff that we're going to be doing. You still need to get some time so we can do the test call. So.
Yep, absolutely. I'm available. Most of California is all taken care of. It's out of my hands. We'll still have some things here and there, but so make sure you get hold of me, Bill.
Yeah, we'll do that. Second call defense. $20 a month. I spend more than that on drinks at Starbucks every day, just about. $20 a month gets you somebody walking with you every time you go out, carrying your self-defense handgun, having your self-defense handgun, having it in your car. Even if you're in California, you do not need to take on that system alone. So check them out. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back in 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.